Accounting is the scorekeeping system of your business. Understand enough to know you are winning. Hey there, Elite Contractors. Glad to have you here in another episode of the Contracting Coachcast, your place to find ideas, tips, and knowledge to help you take your contracting career or business to the next level. I'm Tony Booth, your host and founder of ContractingCoach.com, where you can find this Coachcast along with other great tools and resources to help you build a prosperous contracting business or career. Thanks, everybody, for joining me on this Monday, June 17th. And belated Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I should have mentioned that Friday, but I didn't think about it. But it's Monday, the day after Father's Day here that we celebrated. So Happy Father's Day to all of you. So it's Monday. Let's jump into our three things, right? So we get to work this morning. I want you to write down those three key things that you're going to get done this week. And, get down those notes. These are things that grow our business, grow ourselves. So these are the things outside of the ordinary tasks. Let's write them down. Mine, I'm still working like heck on getting all these posts done. So I haven't had much time for other things. To be honest with you, the summertime has creeped in, and with my daughter out of school now, she's got me a little bit more busy. So I'm going to take one more week of a little bit slower on the three things. Slack has been one that I've had a hard time spending enough time on. So that one's kind of still there. I'm still playing with that, and I'm working on the video or the getting the posts updated. So those are the two things. I'm only going to work on two. Still know it's going to be a great week because there's a lot of other stuff that comes up. But so write down your three things so that we can keep moving ourselves towards those goals. All right. So today's Ask the Coach Day, and I got this question in from a small business owner, and basically wanted to know how much does he need to understand the accounting side of the business in order for him to run a successful business. This gentleman had, grown up in the field. He's trades. He knew the field side, had entrepreneurial spirit, started a business. He's been at it a few years, doing okay, but not great, on the accounting side. And he wanted to know how well did he need to know it and what he should do about it. And I got thinking about it. This is important for more than just a business owner. This is important for all of you out there that are superintendents, project managers. This stuff's important for you too to understand, because accounting is an important part of what we do. Okay, so think about this. This does apply to others, but as far as the answer to this gentleman, it was depending a lot on how much he was going to remain engaged in the accounting process. Up until now, he was running with himself and a helper and, doing well, but he was just, kind of doing the books himself, but he was expanding because he'd been doing well. And at that point I told him, if you're going to continue to do the books yourself, then you better get a lot of training so that you make sure you do it right. If you were going to hire someone, then you need to have a basic understanding so that you know how to make sure the stuff is right. So I thought I'd share this with you. Now, this is a great question for me, right? Because I have never liked accounting. I just was never something. I had it in high school and then had to take it again in college. It was never anything that really, it just didn't do it for me. And it's like, I couldn't stand it. So I never paid enough attention to it for a while. But I knew it was important enough. So I did spend some time to learn some of the basics, what I did with this and the story, I had accounting, like I said, in high school, and it was basic accounting, it was the simple payables, receivables, understanding a little bit about a profit loss statement. And then in college, we had actually construction accounting. So it got in a little more detailed about cost of goods and you know, job costing type stuff. So when I got back into the business side, right, I was running operations, not really on the accounting side, but I realized I needed to know enough to ask the right questions. So I spent some time learning how to read a profit and loss statement, how to look at a balance sheet, and understanding what all that meant, because I knew I had to ask questions and understand it. But before we jump into that part of it, I wanted to kind of look at this from a big picture, because a lot of people, I think, kind of take this the wrong way sometimes. And, you know, so I want to kind of get into the philosophy a little bit behind accounting and just understand it and understand the importance of it, okay? So good accounting practices will not make your company successful, okay? Listen to that again. Good accounting practices will not make your company successful. Doesn't matter, okay? If you're not out there building a good job, doing a project, making money on that project, the accounting will never change that. Okay. However, bad accounting can destroy your business in no time. If you're not doing the accounting right, you're going to make huge mistakes. So what we have to understand is accounting's really just scorekeeping. It's like the scorekeeping system of your business. It's telling you, you know, your hits, your runs, your runs batted in, you know, anything like that. It's the statistic side of your business. It's telling you how you're performing. And by having good accounting, we can see where we need to work on. If you think of a baseball team and all those things, and, you know, runners stranded, they know they need to do better, right? That's what accounting's all about. It is just giving you the numbers and the statistics and the tools for you to make good decisions about your business and make choices that affect the bottom line. So bad accounting is going to give you a bad report on what the score is, and you're going to mess up. But good accounting, no matter how good it is, if we're not getting some runs, if we're not batting some runs in, there's no score to keep, right? So that's why, you know, you have to understand the role of accounting is really that record keeping. And if you have bad accounting, I mean, think about going out with your buddies and having a softball team and playing a softball game without keeping any score whatsoever. And here you are, you know, oh, well, we played like 9 innings. I think we scored this or that. And, you know, if you don't have the scorekeeping, then how do you know if you're winning? So the philosophy to understand about accounting, it is our score system. It's our scoring system. So as a business owner or project manager or any of those things, we need to understand accounting enough to know how to read the scorecard, right? It's just like if you're watching a baseball game or a football game or any kind of sporting event, you need to understand how to determine the score. Are we winning? Are we losing? What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? That's what accounting does for us. So we need to know the score. So someone associated with your business or your project or your division of the organization or whatever, someone needs to understand accounting very well. Someone needs to know how to do it properly, so that we get the proper information. Because as managers or project managers or operations managers, without that proper information, how do we know how to make right decisions? How do we know if we're making the right decisions? This is what, you know, so back to my story a little bit, just a little note on that. What happened with us is I knew just enough about accounting, but not the big side of accounting. I knew enough from a job costing perspective that when I got back, I started running the projects. I'm paying attention to our costs on those projects, and I'm getting reports from our accounting system, our accounting department, and I'm not getting I'm getting the basics, and then they're giving me these other reports that are showing me I'm not making money. And I'm looking at what I'm doing, and I'm comparing it to my estimate, and I'm beating my estimate every time. So I had to learn more about the bigger side of accounting so that I could better counteract what was going on in our accounting department. And it was messed up. I mean, I was the one that found out some of the things that were wrong there, some of the markups and things that they were giving to me to put on top of my estimates were wrong. So yeah, we were losing money because we didn't have the right markups, but I was told what to use. And if I didn't dig in and figure that out, you know, we would have been in worse trouble than we were. So somebody needs to understand it, and it needs to be somebody you trust. In this instance, we had someone that we trusted, but they didn't truly understand some of the full depth that needed to be done in the accounting department. So they weren't properly adjusting things. So we had a problem with not having the right people there with the right knowledge. And that's what killed the business. And it can kill a business, right? So we have to have that good scorekeeping. We had scorekeepers telling us that, you know, basically saying, hey, this is what you need to do. You know, they were like saying, hey, you need to throw the ball, you know, 10 yards or whatever. I don't know how to make that analogy there, but the bottom line is we had some numbers we were given from accounting to run operations. When we followed those numbers, we still lost money. It was an accounting issue. So somebody didn't understand it totally. So you have to have someone in your business, in your operations, that understands accounting. If that's you, if you are the one who is going to do that, okay, then you better truly understand accounting. You better take the courses, take the time, make sure that you really know that side. But I know for most of us here, that's not our place. We're not accountants. We're not bookkeepers. We're builders, right? We're the ones going out there. We're going to build, and we need to know how to build. That's what's important to us, and that's where our skill sets are. That's the way I was. So I came into that, and I ran my jobs and projects in a way with the basic accounting that I understood to really just let myself know, am I building it? Am I doing it? Am I getting it done under my budgets? Am I building this thing like I said I was going to? You know, if I figured out it was going to cost me $50,000 to do that job, I wanted to know, did it cost me $50,000? You know, that's the accounting I paid attention to at first. Problem was, when I was bidding that job that I thought was going to cost me $50,000, I was putting another $25,000 on it for overhead and profit. It should have been about $40,000 for overhead and profit. So even though I'd go out and I'd do the job for $45,000 in cost, we'd still lose money because we had an error in our accounting and nobody knew enough to ask the questions. So no matter what, somebody in your operation needs to know accounting or they'll kill the business. If you think you're going into the ninth inning and you're up by 7 runs, are you going to try to hit a home run or are you just going to try to get through the inning, right? And then what if you think you're up by 7 and then when the game ends, you realize you were actually down by 2? You know, that's kind of what I was in. I was thinking that our score was much higher than it was. And then we get to the end of the game and we were losing. So we have to know that somebody in our organization, somebody in the business truly understands accounting to know that they are doing it right. There's a lot that goes into that with charts of accounts and all the different ways things are entered and charged and how we develop our job costing and how we bill things and so many different ways that accounting gets engaged. But we have to make sure that the person that we trust doing that really understands what they're doing. Because if they don't, they can be telling you that you're making money and you won't find out until it's too late that you were never making money. I knew another contractor I was good friends with. He thought he was killing it, right? He had an accountant friend helping him out. He was out on his jobs and he was doing well. But we, you know, something just didn't always seem right. And he just kept going and going. He was doing more work and making money. And, you know, his cash flow was great. And he was doing all kinds of things that you shouldn't really do. With money, I should say. Not that he shouldn't, but he bought a nice home, bought a boat. He was doing all this stuff and, you know, appeared to be doing really well. Well, it caught up to him. His accountant was not properly calculating taxes and payroll taxes and all this other stuff. It was a whole bunch of money, was never getting paid where it should have gone. He was still doing good building his jobs. He probably was still making money, but because his accountant wasn't properly doing everything, he wasn't paying all the bills he should have and thought he had way more money than he did. So this is why it's so important that somebody in your business that you trust knows how to do the accounting properly. And then you, as the business owner or the project manager or anybody else, you should know enough to know when to ask questions. You know, you don't have to know what questions to ask all the time. You just need to know when. Like, show that to me and make sure it makes sense. If they can't explain it to you in some layman terms, then maybe they don't understand it well enough either, okay? Somebody should be able to explain that to you. So your accountant, that person you trust to do the accounting in your business, better be able to explain all the things that you ask. If not, then I'd be thinking about looking for somebody else to help find those answers, because you may have an error there. Now, so I want to close out though with what I feel is the bare minimum that every single person really on this podcast should understand. Because it doesn't matter if you're a superintendent, project manager, anything, you need to understand a few things. Okay. The first is a profit and loss statement. How detailed you need to know that depends on your business and how you're doing that, who you what your position is. But we need to be able to look at that statement and understand, here's the revenue, here's the cost to build it, here's the cost to operate the business, and what was our loss. That's a profit and loss statement. Balance sheet is important. More important for the business owner, because this got your payables, receivables, and overall, are you plus or minus in the business? Okay. Now, as we get a little more detailed there, we need to understand what cost of goods sold are. Okay. That's going to be your cost out on the job. The materials you buy, the labor, all those things are cost of goods. Make sure you understand that so that things are getting charged properly. All right. Also inside the profit and loss statement, you're going to see your sales numbers. We need to understand that. We need to, as project managers, business owners and such, we need to understand the basics of cash flow, the payables versus receivables, and the time of those, and how quick that stuff comes in and out. Okay. So those are really the basics. What's the most important thing to me that I've learned throughout the years is I want to know where the rubber meets the road is, are my jobs profitable? Okay. Are my estimates and my cost close to the same, so that I know that I'm doing them right, that I'm estimating them properly, and I'm building them at the right cost? Because that's where your company becomes successful, is you got to build the project for less than your budget, okay? Because otherwise, it doesn't matter how you do your accounting. If you're not making money, your business isn't going to last long. So we all have to understand enough about accounting to know if, when we're on a project, did we build it for less than the budget? I mean, that's the bottom line. We have to make that money on that project or we won't survive. So those are the basics to understand. We all need to have a basic understanding of accounting, really the profit and loss side, cost of goods, cash flow, things like that. So we know, are we making money? Okay. The rest of the stuff, we can hire the right people. We can get the experts that love accounting to help with that. They can look at all those things that come in there, return on investments and all that stuff. That's what the accountants do. They love it. I don't. So I rely on them to tell me that. But I know enough that I can always look at my jobs and know, did I finish under my budget? That's it for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. Everybody have an amazing day. Stop waiting. Start building.